Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are studying the subject of the fear of the Lord. As we mentioned yesterday, there are over 300 references just in the Old Testament to the subject of the fear of the Lord. And yet, many Christians today could not give an adequate explanation or a biblical explanation of exactly what is the fear of the Lord. Yesterday, we gave one biblical definition for the fear of the Lord that's found in Proverbs 8:13, that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. That is the first definition that we looked at this week, that a attitude towards sin that God has is equivalent to the fear of the Lord, or it is one demonstration that a person has the fear of the Lord operating in their life. A second definition from the Bible of the fear of the Lord we find in Psalm 33, verse 8. It says, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him." One biblical or scriptural definition of the fear of the Lord is reverential awe of God. A.W. Tozer said, "The fear of God is astonished reverence." I believe that the reverential fear of God mixed with love and fascination and astonishment and admiration and devotion is the most enjoyable state and the most satisfying emotion the human soul can know. That was Tozer's definition of the fear of God. Yet how many people do you know today that have a fear of God that is a true reverential awe for God? Not a fear in the cowering sense, but a sense of being so respectful for the awesomeness of God that a person is very watchful of his or her own ways of talking about God, of dealing with the things of God. A.W. Tozer wrote in his book, The Knowledge of the Holy, quite extensively about this subject of the fear of the Lord. And I want to read a passage to you because it gives such a great understanding of this subject of people having an awe of God or of being quite lackadaisical about their reverence towards God. Tozer writes, "In olden days, men of faith were said to walk in the fear of God and to serve the Lord with fear. However intimate their communion with God, however bold their prayers, at the base of their religious life was the conception of God as awesome and dreadful. This idea of God transcendent runs through the whole Bible and gives color and tone to the character of the saints. This fear of God was more than a natural apprehension of danger. It was a non-rational dread, an acute feeling of personal insufficiency in the presence of God the Almighty. Whenever God appeared to men in Bible times, the results were the same: an overwhelming sense of terror and dismay, a wrenching sensation of sinfulness and guilt. When God spoke, Abraham stretched himself upon the ground to listen. When Moses saw the Lord in the burning bush, he hid his face in fear to look upon God. Isaiah's vision of God wrung from him the cry, 'Woe is me!' Conversely, the self-assurance of modern Christians, the basic levity present in so many of our religious gatherings, the shocking disrespect shown for the person of God are evidence enough of deep blindness of heart. Many call themselves by the name of Christ, talk much about God, and pray to Him sometimes, but evidently do not know who He is. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, the Scripture says, but this healing fear is today hardly found among Christian men. Tozer wrote so profoundly about this subject of the fear of the Lord, and his grasp of how the fear of the Lord is a reverential awe of God seems to escape so much of modern Christianity today. One striking example that I have observed has to do with the callous attitude of many people who call themselves by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and yet have no sensitivity when they speak of His name. I have heard Christian after Christian, even in a church setting, use the name of the Lord in vain, in the most casual way, without any sensation of guilt about that, and yet they're clearly violating the third commandment that says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." And this may seem to be, to many people, a simple thing or not a big deal, and yet it is clearly an indication of a lack of the fear of God in a person's life. If we have a true reverential fear or reverential awe of God, we will be very respectful towards God, the things of God, the Word of God, and certainly the name of God. The Jews have a much more respectful attitude towards the name of God, so much so that when the scribes were copying the first five books of what we consider our Bible today, or the Torah in the Hebrew Scriptures, they would not write the name of God out. They would not say the name of God. Because of their deep respect for God, they did not feel worthy to even speak or write His name. So for centuries, only several letters of the name of God were there without vowels, so it was a question mark in the mind of many scholars how to even pronounce this name that the Lord revealed to His people. We say Yahweh today, and yet truly in the Hebrew writings, that word is not written out. There are a few of the letters, but not the full word. And it's conjecture that that is the way that the word would actually be spoken or constructed. The Jews had such a reverential fear, a reverential awe of God, that they would not say or write the name of God. And yet today, so many Christians take the name of the Lord in vain and have no twinge of conscience when doing it. This is very common in pagan society today, where people use the name of God as a curse word, but it should not be found among Christians, that we should have such little reverence for God that we would say God like it was nothing. God made it very clear in His Word that we are not to take the name of God in vain. We are not to casually say the name of our holy God as if it was just a byword. Consider this in your own life. The person who has a reverential awe of God will be reverential and respectful towards the things of God, the name of God, and certainly the Word of God. Another area where the fear of God seems to be lacking in many Christians' lives is the lack of respect for the Scriptures. Many Christians today will say that, oh, this certain Scripture or that certain Scripture certainly was just a matter of the era in which it was written and does not apply to society today. And by doing that, they disregard the word of the Lord for their own lives. They perhaps cast aside the scripture with regard to marriage and divorce, the very word of God that Jesus himself gave to his disciples, which the disciples had a hard time with and even questioned Jesus, if this is the way it is, then maybe a person shouldn't get married. And yet the word of God is true today. Do we still have respect and honor and reverence for it? If we do, then we are demonstrating a fear of the Lord, because the fear of the Lord will lead us to have a reverential attitude and a respectful attitude towards God, toward his word, and toward his name. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.